Dr. Werner received her doctorate from Auburn University and her master's at Ohio State University. She has served as an associate at the Haggard Equine Medical Institute since 2011. As well as being a veterinarian, Dr. Werner is a competitor and has served as an FEI veterinarian delegate at some of the top eventing competitions in the United States. Dr. Werner, thank you for coming.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Could you give listeners a brief summary of the new USEF rule?
Sure. So the basic rundown of the rule is not only to help protect horses, but also just make it easier for competitors to understand, as well as for the vaccination for USEF requirements to mesh more with FEI requirements as well. So the most basic form of the rule would require your veterinarian to give a vaccination for rhinopneumonitis or equine herpes virus, generally the forms 1 and 4, as well as equine influenza virus every 6 months. So that will go along with the needed requirement for FEI for an influenza vaccine every 6 months. That's the most common form of it. And then your veterinarian would just provide a letter that documents the vaccination. Also, some competitions are accepting the horse's passport as a form of this documentation as well, since it's going to be the same information entering the passport. If you administer your vaccines by yourself at home, then you need to provide the competition with a receipt of that vaccination purchase, as well as the information that includes the serial number, the brand of the vaccine, the date it was administered. So some of these vaccinations actually come with little stickers that you can save off the vaccination if you're doing your own vaccines at home. If for some reason your horse has a reaction and cannot receive this type of vaccination, you need to provide the horse show management with that documentation from your veterinarian that the horse has a reaction to that. And then you have to provide a temperature log about a week before the competition where the temperature is taken twice a day ahead of time. On some of these cases as well too, I have drawn titers on some of the horses just to see that the horse has adequate vaccination protection, and you can provide that in your documentation as well. But basically, a temperature log will be required for twice a day before the competition if your horse cannot receive that vaccination. Now, just to remember too, and just going with FEI, the horse cannot receive a flu vaccination within 7 days of competition. So just like I said, this just makes it easier to schedule your vaccination so that USEF and FEI are the same.
Okay. Why is this new vaccination rule important to competitors?
It just makes it easier on them as well, too, because of the requirements of when a vaccine could get performed and with FEI and such, is that some of these horses with their busy competition schedules were having difficulty. There's other competitions that actually required vaccinations every 90 to 120 days. So again, fitting that all in with the horse's competition schedule, with the FEI schedule, it was very difficult to fit this all in and make it safe for the horse. Over-vaccination is not a good thing either. So that's why this is, per the American Association of Equine Practitioners, this is their recommendation for adult horses that are going to competitions for the vaccines to be done every 6 months. So it just is meshing along with AEP recommendations, and just like I said, to make it easier for the competition. And this is in recent, you know, there have been, we haven't had influenza problems, but there have been equine herpes, obviously, outbreaks at some show facilities as well as some racetrack facilities, enough that makes it a good requirement for you to make sure your horse is up to date on those vaccines prior to going to a competition.
So what steps do they need to take prior to the competition?
Well, generally, talk to your veterinarian, and I would just get them, you know, as part of your normal healthcare discussion with them for their yearly vaccinations. Get on that schedule. I like to go over my competitors, their whole competition schedule so we can fit this in when it's best for the horse, so it's not interfering. Like I said, a lot of my horses are doing FEI competitions, so we make sure it's longer than a week out from their competition, as at a time where they can have a couple of days off if needed. So, you know, I sit down with my clients and we go over all this and plan out when they need it for their passports, make sure everything's up to date and current. So that's what I would, is just speak with your veterinarian and get that. And that way, that's probably the easiest way to have record. You know, people lose the stickers or whatever. So I think it's best just to have, in my mind, to have your veterinarian do it and provide that documentation for you. And that's one less thing for you to have to worry about.
Do you have any other tips or things you'd like to make people aware of about the rule?
No, I think it's a good rule. I'm actually really excited about it because, like I said, some of the shows were requiring vaccines as often as 90 days. And again, that's not great for the horse either. Over vaccination, they've actually found, could be a related factor in some of these neurologic herpes outbreaks, that over vaccination was a factor in those horses that show the neurologic form of it. So this is a great way to standardize it, make it everything simple for, again, veterinarians and for the horse owners and the show management, I think, to have that. So I'm really excited they did pass this rule through.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today to talk to us about this and go over everything. For more information about the rule and the complete language of the rule, do go to the USEF rulebook. Thank you.
Thank you.